Last summer, the Arkansas State University Concert Choir was selected to be the feature university choir at the Arkansas All-State Music Conference. That happens this week, this Friday night, February 21st, in Hot Springs at the Convention Center. And we actually sing in an exhibition hall at the Convention Center. So we always want to preview a concert like that, but we didn't really want to preview it in Riceland Hall, where the acoustics are so perfect. We wanted to get into another situation, that Wesley Hall at First United Methodist is not designed to be an a cappella hall. It's designed to be a hall that uses tremendous technology. And I wanted the students to hear what the sound would be from the risers with a choral shell behind them, and then going into a bigger room and a wider room. So I talked to my friend Sean Pollock, who also teaches the men's and women's choirs here. He's the minister of worship at First United Methodist, and got on his schedule. It's an opportunity for us to present the same music that we're going to do in that concert for the All-State Music Conference. The audience will be members of the Arkansas All-State Choirs and their parents and their teachers and other people that are attending the conference.
So it's quite a unique opportunity by attending this conference to have Arkansas State and its music program showcased to potential students all across the state.
Absolutely. This is actually the first time that we've gotten to do this since I've been here, so it's been quite a while since we've had the opportunity to make a performance like this. And yes, we are really pleased to present the choral program, but also in a way the instrumental program, because one of the pieces that we are doing is one of the Michael Haydn pieces that I have edited for choir with organ continuo and string trio, plus I think it's seven other instruments, two horns, two trumpets, two oboes, and a bassoon. So it also does feature our instrumental area. Dr. Guy Harrison will be playing first violin, and so he'll have that exposure at the state level. We know that the All-State Choir kids, some of them qualified to try out for All-State Band and or All-State Orchestra, and maybe they just decided they made a higher chair in choir than they did in band this year, so they're going to do All-State choir this year. And so giving them the opportunity to see that we do have string music, we do have wind music, we do have choral music and vocal soloists, that's just another opportunity for especially folks from the other side of the state to hear what's available here.
I like the fact that you've thought about that, in a conference setting, in a ballroom type room, I'm assuming, that's yes. A much different place for singers or any kind of musician to perform than would be in Riceland Hall. And you've thought about, let's give the students the opportunity to hear what that's like and experience it before you move to the much larger stage in Hot Springs.
Well, and I'll say again, it's not that the place where we're going to sing here in Jonesboro, in Wesley Hall at First United Methodist Church, has a bad acoustic.
No.
It's just not designed for the same kind of performances.
It's just different.
It's different. That's exactly right. And no, that's not even a ballroom down at the convention center. That's an exhibit hall. It's a big, open, rectangular room. And on one end, they set up a portable stage, and they put choral risers and a choral acoustical shell behind them so that the sound is thrown toward the audience. And the singers will get a little bounce back from the shell right there behind them instead of it dissipating up over their heads somewhere in the steel rafters of the room.
And you mentioned the work by Michael Haydn. What are some of the other works that will be performed at the Methodist Church and then again at the conference?
Well, the thank you part of this performance, it's a free performance, and it's at a church that has been generous enough to allow the students that are going to Spain in a month to come and sing at the church for a free will offering. And several churches in the Northeast Arkansas area have done so. First Methodist Paragould, First Methodist Wynn, First Baptist Rector, First Baptist Piggott, St. Mark's Episcopal here in town. So I don't think I left anybody out, but they were all very generous. They allowed us to be a part of their worship service or even take over their worship service and just be the whole service for them that Sunday and sing some of the music that we'll be doing in Spain. And so that's kind of a long answer to a short question, but we're doing music that we'll be doing in Spain. It's music of Spanish composers and American composers. Very excited to have Jonesboro native and Nettleton High School alum Jonathan Adams has written a piece for a choir in Portugal, actually, and sung by a choir in Italy, but never performed in the United States before that he's aware of. So we're doing at least the Arkansas premiere, if not the United States premiere, of a setting of the Pater Noster, which, of course, is the Lord's Prayer by Jonathan Adams. And Johnson's coming to work with the choir and listen to them and give suggestions and, you know, to explain the process, why he did it. It's one of his mature works. It's not one that's suitable for junior high or an inexperienced high school choir, which a lot of his repertoire is, because he's been composing since he was 18 years old. And he's done a lot of music for the choir he was teaching at the time, you know, and not to say that those things are not good. It's just this one comes at a familiar message from a different standpoint.
So it's going to be a great opportunity not only for the students to perform, but for the public to hear what you're going to be doing on a larger scale in Hot Springs later.
And of course we're singing a spiritual. And of course we're singing Eric Whitaker. Some of the pieces we did, we presented in our fall concert, because I knew this concert being so close to the beginning of the semester, which started later than usual, plus we've lost a couple of days to snow and ice rehearsal days. We didn't want to learn too many new things, but we are excited to be able to present the choir of Arkansas State University, the premier choir of Arkansas State University, on this statewide level before we go and present it in Spain.
I know you'll showcase and represent Arkansas State University extremely well in Hot Springs.
We certainly will, and I want to say a big thank you to all those churches that helped support our tour to Spain, but also to the ASU administration, ASU Foundation. When we go on a Spain trip or an Italy trip or a New York trip, it's pretty much the kids that can either afford to go or that can fundraise the money. I didn't think that it's the way it needed to be for this Hot Springs trip. I mean, you wouldn't expect your football team to raise the money to go play down at Conway or over in at Auburn. You would expect the university to pick up that tab, and the university is. So the entire concert choir plus the instrumental players are all being funded through academic funds. And I want to say a big thank you to our chancellor and our provost for that kind of support, for recognizing the importance of this event to the music department and to Arkansas State University.